Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And instead of just going from one culinary matter to another, from this dish, this dish to that dish and all the rest of it, which we do, and we're happy to do it even on a day like today, we are also today talking about a few other odds and ends. One of them we just turned around, a friend of ours here in the radio station, and he has just gotten back from
Europe,
and Rome to be exact, and had a lot of interesting things. You know, we have never made this really a travel show. We never really have, although I've always thought it's a good idea, and we never quite get around to it. But this week we figured, why don't we do it? Because we had a couple of little odds and ends things that had to go in, and they kind of fit in very well with
talking
all of that.
About so food.
Talking about yeah. Food and travel.
Speaking of food, you have your you have your glaze simmering on the stove.
Yes.
You haven't made a ham in what, 6 months?
It's been a while.
Probably longer than that even, because it was Thanksgiving that you did it last.
I usually do it on Thanksgiving, and I used to do it on, you know, Easter and days like that for some reason. But everyone's
left us now. We're all alone.
Anyway, we
don't even do Thanksgiving every year now, because Jackson's birthday is either on Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, or, you know, a few days before Thanksgiving. But anyway, so
I think we ought to do it all on the Orient Express.
I don't know how that's going to go.
You know, all of the guests and everything.
Yeah, because they're big on Thanksgiving. Anyway, we had a nice time talking to Don Clement. I hope he sends me that list, and we will share it with you if you are going to Rome or London. That is a good thing for you to know where to go.
Yeah, sure.
We have our own list, and people sometimes take us up on it, and sometimes they don't. Like, usually I hear from them saying, oh, man, I love that place. Glad you recommended it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be eternally grateful to Duke for recommending La Rampa to us.
Yeah, that
you
was
know
a
what?
Good one.
That cruise, that year, 2014, the one with my sisters and when Mary Lee had Dave on the cruise, that was maybe the pinnacle cruise. It was really, really fun. I loved that.
And,
I love that cruise.
Everyone should take cue of that. Take cue. Does that make any sense? That doesn't. That doesn't.
No, but
anyway, when you take advantage of something like that, you ought to always get it if you possibly can, because you don't get these chances back.
That's right. That's right.
And you may as
anyway,
well.
260-260-6368-260-MENU if you would like to talk to us about whatever it is that you would like to
cooking,
talk to us about.
Sandwiches. Whatever's on your mind is good enough for us.
We've had loads of fun lately talking about
old restaurants.
Yes, that has been loads and loads of fun. And I was thinking about one today that was similar to the Bull's Corner, and now I've forgotten what it is. It was one of those iconic things that just sort of went away.
See how easy
and
it
there's,
is?
And there's tons of these things, though,
mm-hmm.
that are, you know, that are out there or not out there anymore, and you just kind of fondly remember them. And you find out that people miss restaurants, especially if they haven't been in town. They remember them. Mm-hmm. Last night, we had a nice meal. We went to Michael Bublé.
That,
I'm sure there
that
were a lot of
it?
People in this audience who went to Michael Bublé as well.
Yeah, this is going to make me a loser.
A piranha.
In,
yes.
In, but I was towards the end there, and the end was a long time in coming. Was when is this going to end? It just wouldn't. Now, for real musicians and people who really, you know, dig
Tom's just mad because he couldn't sing with Michael Bublé.
Yeah, you know, they gave the opportunity to that girl who did it.
Yeah.
She's actually sounded pretty good.
I thought
good.
She was good. I thought
Very
she
good,
was really,
yeah.
really good. I thought it was really funny to watch his response to her because unless it was staged and he swore that it wasn't, that was a funny little bit.
Well, he didn't need to because half of this thing was... were songs that he had created himself anyway.
Yeah,
so
but they sang
cares?
Unforgettable. But you know, first of all, you had to have one of the really expensive
that's
tickets.
That's what you are. Huh? What?
You had to, I just know to shut up and let you finish until you're done. So to, you know, like shake
no,
it out.
No, I'm upset.
Shake it out and then gone.
There are a couple of London songs that it would have been perfect for me to slip one in last hour, but I know nobody comes here to listen to me sing. We know better.
I know, I don't.
And who could blame them? You know, I mean, I'm
know,
right
I
with
don't.
You on that. So.
Anyway, Michael Bublé was a little bit different than I expected. I thought that he was a lot more engaging as a stage presence than I expected. That was a pleasant surprise. But I had to say that I was disappointed that there were very few of the songs that I was hoping he would sing that he actually sang. And that I found disappointing. But before going to Michael Bublé, we went to Vincent's, which I have not been to Vincent's in umpteen years. And oddly enough, I've been twice in the last 4 months.
Hmm.
The first time we went was with Mindy, your former producer, and her husband. And that was really nice. And we sat in my favorite original table in the corner where I first went to Vincent's and sat there. And then we sat at another good table last night with my two sisters. That was a good meal. Did you like it?
I did. Yeah. Well, no, I'm the wrong person to ask, do I like Vincent's? I think Vincent's is so good. And for the price or for any other index you want to apply to it. And he's such a character. He and I have been friends for a
long
time. And just shooting the breeze with him, it's just a load of laughs. And he's always got something new, something unusual to fling it out there. And we had that happen to us yesterday. It was just a terrific, terrific dinner last night and got me ready for that loud, loud, loud concert. Did I mention anything about how loud that
Why
thing
did
was?
I let you go? I don't. Oh, that's right, because we got the tickets from you. But otherwise, I guarantee you
Is
wouldn't
that
have
where
gone.
Those came from?
I guarantee you would not have gone. Anyway, Vincent's has great Italian food. And
yep.
The problem at Vincent's.
He has his way.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the problem, would you call that Sicilian inspired or would you call it straight Creole Italian?
I like the latter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he doesn't take any bother from that.
But it is Sicilian-inspired, isn't it?
Oh,
I mean, Catalanotto
yeah.
is Sicilian, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no question about it.
Yeah.
But you pick up from that, and then you take it another 20 feet, and then you've got what
he's
got.
Well, that's what they've all done, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they've all done.
No, you get
but
no
I think
complaints
that,
from me.
I think that... I love his food. I don't know why I never go there. And every time I go there, I think, why don't I go here more often? I guess the answer is it's always packed. There's a huge regular contingent there. And it was nice. It was really nice. It's a comfortable restaurant. It's not a big restaurant, but I like the coziness of it.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I notice about this? And I don't know if I've ever mentioned this that have we ever talked about it before, but they have always, among their waiters and all the other people in the dining room, they are so ready to just jump on you to find out what you could possibly need, and then they get it for you, and this all happens like that. I mean, they are on top of it the entire time. The waiters, I don't go there that often, but they know who I am.
Everybody knows who you are.
Huh?
Doesn't everybody know who you are?
Oh, no. I'm trying to keep it a secret. Hardly anybody knows who I am.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we wound up ordering a lot of things, like, all of a sudden, and then we're continuing to order, and then we realized that we probably had too many things
coming
to the table.
I think every table is like that.
The thing is that you want to get it all because it sounds so good.
Yeah.
So what I love about Vincent and so many other of these chef owners is how humble they are.
When
you
say,
how's
the
such
from?
And such, it's the best you'll ever have.
Mm-hmm.
So since they all say that, some of them are wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I got crab claws, which I always do. And they were telling us that there was they had an onion soup in the house that night, last night. And I do love onion soup, but I never get an onion soup that I am thrilled with.
No? Why not?
Because I find that the roux is usually too blonde.
Oh, that kind of onion soup, I agree with
you. It's too blonde. Yeah. I have two onion soups that are my standard by which all others are measured. They are both peculiar. The first one is, oddly enough, The Point in the Carnival cruise ship, The Conquest. I have never had an onion soup purchased anywhere that I liked nearly as well.
Yeah, they were really terrific. I remember that very, very long time.
And the other one is yours. Mm-hmm. I think your onion soup is extraordinarily good as well. And I think the thing that I like about them that they have in common is that I know you use oxtail, and I don't know what they use, but I would imagine it is because the beef substance behind it, I was going to say the base, but there are a lot of people who do actually use those little bouillon bases. Not these are not that.
That doesn't taste even remotely like stock.
Yeah, but this is a... It's very gelatinous, and so you get that sticky mouth feel, which I find
sticky
really
appealing. Didn't he used to play for the Saints?
Yes.
I seem to recall.
Yeah, really appealing mouth feel that you only get from an extended period of time boiling the gelatin out of bones.
Yeah, that's
if I maybe. If I may be blunt and crass, but that is the truth. And I thought that both of those soups, remember you had the seven onion soup.
That's right, the seven onion soup.
And then you got into peppers, and it was seven onion and pepper soup.
It was, right,
and
peppers.
It's good, it was really good.
Different kind of peppers.
And we used to make it with a crouton with some cheese melted on it. And, you know, since we're the cheese girls here at the Fitzmaurice house, it used to be a lot of cheese. And that was a really good onion soup. The Point is still the pinnacle for me. But I'm curious, anybody know where a really great onion soup is based on the description that I just gave you? Would I like it?
Boy, there are not many.
No, there's not.
Yeah,
I mean, even the French restaurants, like I love Justine. I love Justine.
I was about to say that.
And I was expecting that Justine would have a knock my socks off onion soup, but I didn't think it was as great as I expected it to be.
I thought that the really good one that was on the menu and was always there was Gerard Crozier.
Oh, I'm sure that was
good. We did a little show,
a little bit
of feature on him a couple of days ago.
Well, we've been talking about him a lot.
Yeah, and he was...
Well, it was just Bastille Day. You know, last week was kind of a French theme week at NoMenu.com. So, you know, anyway.
I'm glad we took care of that then.
He was one of the greats, one of the greats.
Come back here.
But anyway, I am looking... I won't say I'm actively, like, always looking for a great onion soup, but if there is one out there, I would like to experience it. So if you know of a good one, 260-6368 is the number, 260-MENU. So how do we get on onion soup?
It's an easy topic to get onto because a lot of people love it.
Oh, we were talking about Vincent's. So
and it's
we're talking
cheap.
About Vincent's. So Vincent had, according to Vincent, the best onion soup we would ever find.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't even have it because somehow or another it got lost in the order and it never did arrive at the table. I do think Vincent has an extraordinarily good Italian salad, which I ordered.
Yep.
I've always thought it was really good. You know what I think the key?
It puts a lot of artichokes and
you know what
mushrooms,
I think the key,
all kind of stuff.
You know what I think the key to a great Italian salad is?
No, tell me.
Banana peppers.
Banana peppers. I haven't heard that concept
You see
in
them
years.
All the time. I love banana peppers
like?
In a salad.
What do they
look like? Like a pepper.
I was
and a banana.
Or the banana. Yeah, here it comes.
They're kind of
ladies
yellow,
and gentlemen, did you, could you
pepper.
Possibly have picked up on that one without seeing it coming?
But they're pickled.
Yeah.
So I love those. And I mm-hmm. find that any place that uses banana peppers, I like whatever it is they're doing. Like walk-ons, I know this is not something that should ever be heard on the food show, but
I don't care.
I'm kind of taking it over, haven't
I? You can do anything you want on this show. Are you kidding?
Walk-ons has, in my opinion, yeah. the best cheese fries in town. They are not fresh cut, but I forgive them that. Because they're loaded with bacon mm-hmm. and cheese, and they put banana peppers on the top, so it gives them a little pickling pickup. You know, it's like a...
You got the pickling pickup. Hey, I said, give me that pickling pig mark. No, that's not it.
It always goes south really quickly.
It really
doesn't
does. It really does.
Every time I let you go, it goes south so
well,
fast.
You
it's
know,
like falling off a cliff.
I think of I have this idea of doing a song in public, believe it or not, and just
no, I believe that easily because that's kind of like your holy grail.
And just spin off the one line at a time, and. Puzzle everybody trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, you're good at that, I'll say
well,
that.
Well, I've been told that.
You're really good at that.
Are we finished with what you were doing? I didn't mean to. It's just something popped up in my head.
I'm not quite finished with it.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got all the time you want.
So, Vincent has a good Italian salad that has banana peppers on it. And then you got the duck.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I got the duck and made you eat it.
I was going to eat that come hell or hunt.
Well, that was a special, which I was really surprised to see. Why do you think we're seeing so much duck on menus?
Gourmets attract guts. I mean, ducks. That too. No, I think it is the mark of a gourmet to serve that. And I once, just in a day, I was thinking about an article, and I asked a few restaurateurs about that, and they all said, oh yeah, you know, if somebody comes in and they want duck, we assume that we're talking to a gourmet.
Okay, so well, I'm so flattered because I like duck on the bone that's roasted really well with a crispy skin, and I would never call myself a gourmet, but I'm seeing a lot of duck on menus right mm-hmm. now, and I just am kind of curious as to why that is. Usually, when you see duck on menus, you see that stupid pink-breasted, sliced, fanned-out crap, excuse me.
There are two items that are particularly bad to me about that. One of them is lamb. The chefs have it in their minds that they got it backwards, that the way to cook a lamb is for it to come out pretty reddish, you know, mm-hmm. pretty good.
Should be braised.
I eat raw anything, if it makes any sense at all. So I'm not worried about that. But I don't like to have anything cooked that rare. I don't think it tastes good. And
the texture's certainly off.
Yeah, and so you see waiters who make those changes, and I say, well, this is a guy who knows what he's talking about, because
there it is again.
Yeah, there it is
I think lamb ought to be braised.
Why not?
I think
that
it ought
sounds
to be braised,
good to me.
Braised. Anyway, so I think everything ought to be braised, though, if you come to think of it. I mean, when I get right down to it, I think just about everything should be braised. Certainly short ribs and things like that. So you like the duck. You thought the duck was good.
I thought it was a little pink, which I didn't like. Yeah.
I was surprised by that.
I agree. But it wasn't too bad, and it smelled good.
It was delicious.
And it was really very juicy.
Which were the edges.
I enjoyed that. This was a duck we had last night at
Vincent's. And the mashed potatoes were really rich. Mm. They looked like a biscuit because they had been run under the salamander, and they looked good.
Somebody ought to write a book with that.
Put that on your list. Yeah, and there were green beans on that plate, which were good. And then my sisters had the soft shell crab, which was good too. And they had that eggplant salsiccia thing. Did you like that?
I was busy eating something else at the time, and I've had it before. But it's, it's okay. It's not one of my favorites.
I don't know. I'm trying to think how I like eggplant, and the answer is, I don't like eggplant.
Oh, I think when eggplant are good,
eggplant or something?
I like it as a beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was really crispy, maybe that'd be okay. I don't know. All right.
I've been dying to bring this up.
Can we do it when we come back? 260-636-8 is the number. Oh, this is WWL-FM 105.3 HD2. We'll be right back.
Hello, welcome back. It's the Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice coming to you live from our studios overlooking the Mississippi River. In fact, I don't mention that too often, but when you do, it means something. You look like that. You have Marianne. You have something on your mind.
That'd be great. Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay.
I'm in a phone call. You go ahead and take it.
A phone call right in the middle of the program.
Would you like to be on the air? That would be great if she did. Anyway, all right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I just get texts and calls while I'm on the air.
Always.
And I'm not a multitasker, so, you know. All right, I know you've been holding this paper, staring at it longingly like, I've got to say this. So go ahead, Tom. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Oh, we're talking about, in this case, it's... Porter and Luke, are we not? Or are we, would you like to do New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company?
Let's do them both.
Okay. New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood came up in the 1980s. And I remember looking at it and thinking, kind of making up in my mind, what will this actually come to? And I thought they've got this whole big, very fresh, very good-looking salad operation. And the way it worked was interesting. They don't do this anymore, but I think they've taken it up and made it even better. But when they first started out, you would place your order for a hamburger, and it could be darn near any kind of size or shape or anything else. And they took care of that. And then it would be followed when they would come back and talk about the seafood. Oh, not all at the same day or same time or anything, but this is the range the place has. And as for the seafood, the important thing is to know that it's all fresh product. It comes in that way. They prepare it to order. This has been a big thing since they first opened. I remember seeing it and thinking they've got it, and they do. This is New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company. There are 8 locations around town. And
go see them. Charred grilled oysters, too.
And they, yeah, that's, yeah. I haven't had those yet, but I'm looking forward to trying that.
There's the paper you were looking for.
I'm
going to go check your sauce.
Did you look this over and figure out what it was?
No.
No, okay.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about it either, but we'll find out.
Well, you're looking at it. So
there it is. Yeah. This doesn't really work on the radio exactly. We'll talk to someone else about it. Our number is 260-6368. It's great to be here with you every day, talking about food, restaurants, cooking, wine, and we just keep on going on. It seems amazing to me, and heck, I'm the one who originally threw it together and thinking that. I hope this works because, you know, it's not going to be an easy thing. And the next thing we know that we've got is people listening to us all the time. We're taking these Eat Club dinners. We're taking these dinners across the country, across the world, really. We've done a lot of interesting things. And today we've been sort of reminiscing over some of the things that we have done while we have enjoyed being with you with the New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company and all the other things that we can figure out to
Are
talk
you still
about.
Doing that? I thought you were
No, well, I was going to set this up. Have you seen this before?
No, Tom, I've not seen it.
Okay, there's a photograph, and here's what happened. For the last couple, 3 or 4 weeks, I have been doing special features on New Orleans in nomenu.com. And the concept was that I was going to make kind of a mystical old version of this, and I found a few of them in some old magazines, a pretty good pile of them, and some of them were pretty amazing. You ladies, well, it's only the two of us now, right now. Somebody, anybody else around here? Well, it would have been such a good little feature if we'd
Tom,
had
what
anybody.
Is it? Please just tell us what okay. it is. Well, what is it?
It's called, the name of the restaurant is Alain de Auberge, Longe, anyway, here it is. There are two guys, and they look good-looking and affluent and smiling and good-looking guys. What are they doing here in front of what looks like a really kind of high-end kind of a restaurant? And it's certainly, I think you would agree, is that. And anyway, it says, after the game plan, Alain L'Auberge, and then another name for it, L'Auberge, gave it another name. Do you know what this is?
No.
No?
But I really want to know, so would you tell us?
So it's just, it was an ad in the old magazine, New Orleans Magazine.
Uh-huh.
And it says here, let's go to L'Auberge
and
personally meet Danny Abramowitz and Archie Manning.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's a couple of pretty
Thank
tough
God we
guys
finally
to,
got to, it.
To throw into my show. And here, Tom, see what you can do with this.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I couldn't do
Not
much.
Not much, as it turned out.
Because I'm the last person you ought to get to bring up a conversation
Tom
on this.
Tom has been fixated on this piece of paper for the last hour and a half. And that was it?
I'm just fascinated that this... outfit, this restaurant, really, it's a...
That looks like Achapinti's.
It's in the same...
That looks like
it's in a building.
What became
That's
Achapinti's.
Right. You are exactly right.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Okay. And is that the... What is in that building
That really
building
is Archie.
Now? What is in that building now?
In that building now is Andre's... Wait a minute.
I want to think it's like a casino or something.
No. They do a lot of... dinners and catering and all that, but the name of the place is going to come out of me in just a second.
I'm trying to think of
it's
Andy's, the Red Onion. Andy's Bistro. That's not that.
Yeah, it is.
That building is not. That's not what you're looking at.
Yeah.
That building there.
This building.
Yeah,
here?
That is.
No,
Acha
I'm telling you,
Pinsky's.
It is. Which it's been renovated numerous
okay,
times.
Whatever. Anyway, it's the answer to what all that was a big thud. Sorry.
And then it was an Indian restaurant for a while. And then it was a steakhouse for a while. Huh?
Not the same building. 260-6368.
I think you're wrong.
260-6368. The house smells good.
The house smells good?
Yes, because we are, which is unusual, I have to say, but we are doing a ham, or Tom is going to do the ham.
How is
right now he is doing his...
Have you took a whiff of it out there?
Yeah, I mean you can
Does
smell
it smell
it from
good?
Here. Yeah, it smells great.
Oh, good.
And it's he's got the root beer. You know, we don't ever do this anymore. So we were searching for the ingredients, and I pulled up some root beer that I don't know. Does that stuff get bad? It's all bad to begin with, but you know, it's not good for you. So I was wondering, does that actually get bad? I mean, people say that there's such a thing as old beer, but I mean, I don't know. Anyway, so I was looking for yellow Coleman's mustard to rub on the ham as part of the ham rub that you do.
You weren't able to track any down?
You know what? No, they didn't have any on the shelf. No, so maybe there'll be some tomorrow at the house. So I was looking for this in our enormous and horribly disheveled, disorganized pantry. And I noticed on the shelf was a little bottle of root beer, just about the right amount that you would need. And it was, what was that? It was like somebody had given us root beer to try. What was that root beer?
That was from, I think, one of the brewers. Well, just like regular root beer.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go see that bottle and bring it in.
Yeah, I still have it.
Yeah, so
we've had them on
really
the show. I know that, but I can't remember what
I'm
going
to have to look
it.
And see who it is. But anyway, it was a cute little bottle of root beer, and you know, maybe we should have saved it for Jude or something.
Well,
but
I did. I wanted to have.
But you used it.
Yeah, but you know, I was thinking Barks root beer. I've always said we make this with Barks root beer, and somebody wanted to do it with a different kind. Okay, once in a while.
Yeah, well, it was fresh. This was fresh root beer is what we used. So I like that better than the Barks that's been sitting there for literally probably years. I mean, I don't know if that stuff goes bad. But
I can tell you it doesn't. At least not the ones I've had.
If it doesn't go bad, then I didn't need to worry. And if it does, then I'm glad that I found the newer stuff, and that's what we used. But it's not very much to worry about anyway, because it's not a big amount of this glaze that you put on. As a matter of fact, it's not very much glaze at all. Is that going to be good enough for the ham? Is that going to work
on
the ham?
Yeah. It comes out good.
Yeah?
You'll like it. Believe me.
Well, of course. I've had it before. I love it. Everybody loves it. Give me that piece of paper. Why are you fixating on that piece of paper?
There was something I just saw in it that caught my
goodness.
Attention.
All right, Ron, do we
need
another break?
Don't lose it. I want to have there are things to do with that.
Wait, I'm sorry. What did you say, Ron? We did. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. 260-6368, if you would like to talk to us. We're only going to be here another 20 minutes. We will have a guest host tomorrow and also Monday and Tuesday. So if you have anything to say to us before Wednesday, give us a call. 260-63.
It's a pretty good voice, that last
one. I know,
you
were busy admiring it.
Yeah, well, it's the food show, and we are talking about food, restaurants, cooking, wine, and really anything on your mind. If there's something you'd like to move on with,
I have something.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
I'm sitting here waiting.
Porter and Luke.
Porter and Luke.
Porter and Luke is a wonderful little Metairie comfort food haven.
You know what I like
haven,
about it?
Haven, I tell you.
Other than the turtle soup, which I really love.
Yes.
But moving beyond that a little bit, without even trying to, you know, get in there too much in a complex sort of way. You go there, and I find that they have a style of their employees now. Well, you sit down, and it's almost essential that somebody who's in the restaurant at that time will come over to your table and tell you hello, because they probably know who you are, although how in the heck did they learn? But it doesn't matter, because they're happy and you're happy, and the whole place has got this feeling of like a... What's the word I'm looking for?
Conviviality.
Conviviality is perfect. And you will find that almost every time you go there to
Porter and Luke.
Porter and Luke.
Porter and Luke.
And they are there nowadays 7 days a week, lunch and dinner. And even there is brunch, Sunday brunch now every day.
Now, it's not one of those restaurants where you have to get the brunch. It's a brunch menu on top of the regular menu, which has great things like hamburgers, seafood platters, seafood poor boys. They have ham shanks and red beans and rice, and they have good salads and other sandwiches. They have a delicious club sandwich and meatballs and spaghetti and other kinds of pasta dishes.
Yep.
And they have their fried chicken, and they have the hollowed out eggplant that's paneed and fried and served over angel hair pasta. Don't miss Porter and Luke. If you haven't been there, go see them. 1517 Metairie Road in Metairie. That's Porter and Luke.
That's the one, all right.
That's true.
And you will make some friends there, unless you just have no friends anywhere, which I doubt. I mean, you wouldn't be listening to this show if you felt that way.
Okay, I was about to say, I don't really go to restaurants to make friends. I usually go with friends, but I mean, I guess you could make friends.
I guess you could.
Here's the speaking of friends, my little little large puppy is here. Hey, my baby.
The very large dog.
He's my best friend.
To translate this into
my sweetie.
Real New Orleans.
That panting. Want to pant? Yeah, can you hear that?
You know, the dog hardly ever gets a chance to say a few words.
260-6368. Do we have a caller,
we'll,
Ron?
We'll be back.
We have a caller, Mike.
We'll be back with more of our dog after first, please.
Okay, let's go to Mike, though. Mike?
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hey, Mike, welcome.
A couple of questions. I'm curious about the Chateau Duloc people. Are they still in the area?
Yes, they are.
Wait, who?
Did he land anywhere? Is he working in any of the restaurants?
He's been popping up all over the place.
He's not in a restaurant, though. He's at the Lambeth House.
Ah.
Oh, that's assisted living, huh?
Right. Well, I think it's one of those things where it's like a graduated thing, but it's a retirement community, uh-huh. and he is there.
I got you. I was just wondering, he's too good a chef not to be working somewhere.
No, he's doing the stable thing after all kinds of instability. You know, they were a little tired, so they're going for stable at this time.
Okay, the next thing, did Chef Duke's place open yet? Do you know?
No.
Yeah, and
you don't know, or it hasn't opened.
It is in a state of extremely necessary renovation. Duke, if you're there, give us a call and give us an update because he does listen. But I popped in there to see him the other day, and he was talking to the fire marshal, and it is a mess.
I got you.
So yeah, that sort of thing. Before he opens, I think he was talking about August. So you know, it depends. You know, those kinds of things always depend on money.
And you can't just throw a pack of money in it and expect.
No, you can. See, this is how I knew the Middendorfs. I knew Middendorfs would open exactly when they said, because if you need to get 10 crews and pay them round the clock, you can do that. We've been renovating a house for 2 years and we can't do that. So it's taking a while. So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I'm just curious about this concept that he has about serving food to, 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. And there was a time, where Metairie had a really active nightlife, and I don't know if that's the case anymore. I mean, I wish him the best. I hope the concept works for him. But, I just don't know if that late night dining is in vogue right now. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, they do it on the North Shore at Chimes.
I never thought it was a bad idea anytime, with one exception. It's Martin's Poor Boy Restaurant, the original place that invented the poor boy sandwich. They were open every single day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
And that's a long time ago,
that's
Tom.
A long time ago.
A long
boy,
time ago.
If I handed you one of those poor boys,
that was when people smoked on television.
Tell me if you like this.
Oh, they still smoke on television,
yeah,
don't they?
Do.
Are they doing movies anyway? Mike,
I think
that is the least of his concerns, to be perfectly honest.
I got you.
About the location. The location troubles me more than anything else.
There have been a lot of restaurants in there over the years. You know, I remember when it was Fratelli's Deli and all these other places. Okay, that's all I got. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
It's the food show.
But you know what?
No.
Places that have been a lot of things ultimately will wind up with a place that can bring it, that can do it, that can last, that can go the distance. And I think that could be the case here. Because Duke is good. He's good at what he does. So we'll see. Anyway, Duke is also going to be guest hosting for us on Tuesday, so you can ask that question yourself.
What, next week?
Yeah, people can ask questions about his restaurant themselves on Tuesday.
Wonderful.
My daughter thinks that Dabney ought to be the name of the restaurant because it's hip rather than Dabs.
That's Chef Duke's name.
Well, that's his name, but
that's
he's decided
name,
he's going to name the restaurant Dabs. But I told her that his name was Dabney, and she thought there was something quirky cool about that, and that maybe the restaurant ought to be named Dabney because the young ones would think it's hipper. Just throwing that out there, Duke. 260-6368 is the number. We are talking about various things here, as always, just kind of various things. What? We have a caller. Who's that?
Oh, there's somebody here. Allie? Did I hear that right?
Yes.
Allie, welcome to the food show.
Yes. Hi.
Come on in.
Hi, how are you, Mary Ann? How are you, Tom?
Oh, I'm just bouncing along and trying to fool more people.
My favorite French onion soup in the city.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes.
What is it?
Café des Gaffes on Esplanade.
Café, oh, yeah. You know, that place phenomenal. Is underrated. We don't
it
talk
is.
About it
I agree entirely.
The food's terrific.
Is it
so
dark?
It has that deep, caramelly, deep broth.
Okay.
It's incredible.
Okay. Then
and then I had one.
That one because that's what I'm
you got
to
go. You got to go. And the cheese on top is perfection. And I know you and Mary Lee are huge cheese. I mean, it's perfection. It has, you know, the crouton that just it's nice and crispy when it comes out. And then it starts to get wet as it sinks its way down into the soup. It's phenomenal.
Okay.
And then I had one at a place in San Francisco on their Riverwalk in just one of those little, you know, shops kind of like we do have in the French Market. Everybody has their little stalls. And it was just a little stall in San Francisco on their Riverwalk. And it was incredible. And I love celery in my Italian salads, sliced very thin for crunch, just like your peppers,
celery.
Marianne, in there.
What does it come out tasting like?
Like celery?
It's
a
texture.
Huh?
No, I like the textures in it, just like Marianne likes the peppers the banana peppers.
Isn't there celery in Italian olive salad? Is there celery in it?
Well, I have eaten several places. So, again, you know I've talked about G. Orlando's. Love them. They put celery in their Italian salad, and I just love it for crunch. I love it for texture.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not really a flavor thing. The banana peppers are pickled. So I like that flavor in there, but I like the celery for the crunch because after an Italian salad has sat for a while and the dressing, things start to get a little wilty, you know? So,
Well, you don't need a salad. I can't imagine anybody eating a salad longer than a few hours old because it really does start to wilt. It loses everything then.
So I like the contrast with the celery.
I'm sorry, what?
I just like the contrast.
Yeah,
for the you know,
olive
crunch.
Salads that are made with more interesting ingredients like cauliflower, the gardeniere kind of thing, you know, with the celery and the cauliflower and the carrot and the purple olives. Those are much more interesting olive salads. Olive salads that you put on regular salad or muffaletta or anything that you would use an olive salad for. Those are much more interesting.
Yeah, which I like it because, you know, the olives get kind of, you know, they're softer. So I like the contrast of the crunch with the celery in that as well. That was it. In fact, the children are competing on who can break the remote faster. So that's all I had. But the soup at Café des Gaffes. Okay, bye.
See ya.
Bye. Allie is going to be on Monday doing her own thing.
Oh.
So we have three guest hosts coming up. We have Bill and you know what? I am totally Annie and Bill DePaola tomorrow as a husband and wife team.
Nice
and
people.
Very nice. And Allie is doing her thing on Monday and then Chef Duke on Tuesday. So we will be back on Wednesday and we will be back in a few minutes, 260-6368, if you would like to talk to us.
There we are. Well, and you could do it right now. Or you could wait until
I think we're supposed to be in a break, aren't we?
Are we in
Don?
A break? I think so. Let's see, who will we sponsored by right now?
He's doing
one of those. Okay.
The call yesterday. Okay. Hmm? At the very end of the day, I didn't get on in time, but I had a thought that you're always struggling to remember the different phone numbers between the two different stations. Have you ever had or thought of having making up a little jingle that's the telephone number? You know how commercials do that sometimes. Radio stations do it for the call letters all the time.
Yeah.
And you press a little button and it would sing out the phone number and then people could, I think some guy called and said he couldn't remember it or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what if it was a little jingle?
Okay. Yeah. That's a good point.
Okay. Let's try.
Just trying to help out.
don't get Tom going. We've only got two more minutes. What else?
Do. All right. Love the show as always. Really enjoying it. And thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Don't go away.
That's it. No.
I was trying to quote you to my daughter, who's a millennial, and it was like a millennial thing. And you don't remember anything about it. It was like some contrived millennial thing.
I said something about a bunch of overpriced nonsense was part of the sentence, but I don't remember the exact.
You know what? I liked it so much. Terminology. I'm gonna have to go find that and copy it because it really really nailed it.
I wish I understood what you're even talking about. There's okay. Something missing in.
All right, we're going to wind this down anyway. Thank you for calling, David.
Okay.
Try to think of it, and I'm going to try to find it. Okay?
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening
All
and
right.
being here.
We are going to be off for a couple of days doing family fun. We have have little ones coming in, and we'll be enjoying them. So
Master Jude, who was constantly called that for years,
is now 30.
Now 30 years old, and he just celebrated his anniversary, his birthday.
Yes.
Which is also his birthday.
But we're making him celebrate it again.
Yeah. Anyway, so that we're doing
with
a little extra
with his people
stuff.
Of origin. So we will be gone for 3 days. You have the DePaulas tomorrow and Allie Lofton on Monday. And on Tuesday, Duke LaCicero will be coming in here. So you can give him all your questions about the new restaurant Dabs and when it's coming up. And that's it for us. Have a good evening and a good weekend. And
all
we'll
of those
see
things
you back on Wednesday.
Yeah. Thank you for being there.
WWL FM 105.3 HD2 New Orleans.
Mm.
You know what? I don't think Ron plays the music, so we can go ahead and just talk.
All right.
So let's see. We've had a good time.
We have.
We're looking forward to dinner.
Yes.
We're cooking some wonderful things in the in the kitchen. I went to Mandeville Seafood, and I got some boiled shrimp for some shrimp remoulade, and that's going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. So once again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.